www.thebeatles.com. Suntan lotion, swimsuits, short sleeve shirts, maybe a short pair of shorts.
What are things I didn't have handy yesterday for $100?
But feel like I could break out today. Yes, way to go. Hi, folks. It's What's On Your Mind. My name is Scott Hannon, and there he is, ladies and gentlemen. K-Fire's radio god, Mr. Todd Mitchell.
How are you, sir? Hello, hello. Good. You?
Fabulous.
A little warmer today here in Bismarck than it was yesterday.
No, I'm hearing from a lot of folks just chatter out and about this morning. Boy, it's nice today. It feels so warm. And I did check the temps around the region, and I don't know that, you know, a week ago we'd call this warm, but that's pretty cool, isn't it?
Well, after the weekend and yesterday, of course.
Yeah. Anyway, so it feels a little warm out there, even though it's still winter. And J.P. Martin, a meteorologist from the National Weather Service, joined us yesterday on What's On Your Mind to tell us there is a bright, shining light at the end of the tunnel known as sunshine in 20s and 30s Friday and into the weekend.
There you go.
That's all I need, Todd. I just need something to shoot for and look for and a little goal at the end of the tough road.
It's a little cold up in Minot with 8 below and a wind chill at 25 below. So apparently the northern part of the state still has a little bit of a chill in the air. But folks, we're trying to push our warmer air up your way. So just hang on there.
I hope it's warmest in Wahpeton, because I want to give a shout out to those good folks in Wahpeton who bucked the Minnesota and North Dakota wussification factor yesterday by saying, "It's not too cold for school in Wahpeton." They had school there yesterday. Way to go, Wahp. What is it there in Wahpeton right now?
That's what I'm looking for.
I hope it's warm.
I'm not seeing it.
So I can, this narrative plays out.
You know, they probably had their temperature thing unplugged, so everybody, it was going to be critical, couldn't use this evidence against them.
There you go. They got their thumb on the scale. Anyway, on the program today, the new head of the NDSU football dynasty, Chris Kleiman. Can you think he's a little nervous right now, or do you think he's just super excited?
He's got to be a little nervous. Those are huge shoes to fill.
Big time. But he's a great guy from all accounts. I've even talked to Brock Russell. I had the pleasure of visiting with for a few minutes in the Cloverdale suite at the Fargo Dome at the final home game. Mm-hmm. And Brock Russell played for Mandan, was a walk-on at NDSU, mm-hmm. and now is on the scouting crew and is a sophomore and was on the sideline in Frisco and everything else. But some weird NCAA rule, that playoff game in the Dome, you know, they couldn't dress. So he was up with his folks. TJ and Gina Russell, and we stopped by to say hi, and I got a chance to meet him. And, of course, he's a defensive player, so, you know, that's his coach, right?
Mm-hmm.
The defensive coordinator. So I said, what do you think of the new coach? He just raved about him. Just players absolutely love him and really excited. And, of course, that's a big part of it. So
sure.
And, you know, one thing I'll say about Craig Bull's M.O. is that he lets his coordinators coach, right? So mm-hmm. the coach is coach. And he was always more of a recruiting schmoozer, kind of, and just sort of the CEO of the whole entire operation, and the coach's coach. So
delegate the authority. That's the son of a very good manager.
Yeah, so Chris Kleiman's coming in with a lot of experience,
uh-huh.
right? So anyway, we'll talk with him later on in the program. Look forward to that. And, you know, is a four-peat possible? Or is it possible we find something different than 4P? Because that sounds rather dumb.
I know, that does sound dumb.
Also, the superintendent of Ray Public Schools, a fellow by the name of Ben Schaefer, will join us, and the superintendent of Grand Forks Public Schools, Dr. Larry Nyblad. And appreciate Dr. Nyblad joining us, because the Minot superintendent was unavailable, and the Bismarck superintendent, she had a dentist appointment. So, way to go, Larry Nyblad, who's actually the former superintendent of Moorhead Public Schools and now is up in Grand Forks. So we can get a Minnesota and a North Dakota perspective. Big city schools, when is it too cold to have school?
Tamara Usman would rather have a Black and Decker in her mouth than to be on your show?
I think that's pretty much what the email said.
Ouch.
Yeah. I'd rather have a root canal than be talking to you and Todd. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway, so we'll look forward to that conversation. And we are going to celebrate Wahpeton. Wahpeton's our new favorite town in North Dakota. They bucked the wussification trend there, so I'm rather proud of them. And anyway, so that's what we have in the way of guests today. And what else are we going to talk about? There is an event at 10:30 this morning that we are not able to attend because we're here on the radio. And other than our, sort of the slight that we've been given by the folks that scheduled this, by scheduling it when you and I are behind the microphones, slaving over this hot microphone for a time, we've decided to let that go.
You think that was done on purpose?
I think so. I think they didn't want us there. You know why?
Why?
First of all, we're talking about a facility, two things. One, the event is the announcement of the 2014 tourism campaign for the North Dakota tourism folks, okay? Think Medora. Think all the great tourist spots all across North Dakota, right?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, so they're going to unveil their new campaign for 2014 to get more people all across the Northern Plains and hopefully America to come see the great things that are all throughout North Dakota. Well, I started thinking about this. The event is being held at a place called, well, it's actually on Main Avenue in Bismarck, 1603 Main.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a new event center. Do you know who was a part owner of that facility?
Josh DeMille.
Do you think, I heard the governor was going to be there. I hold lots of officials to announce a new thing. I'm thinking the reason they did not want you and I there, so they scheduled this at the 10:30, is because Josh DeMille is going to be there. And if you and I were there, we would compete for the ladies with Josh DeMille.
Last time he was here, every smartphone in North Dakota was in that building.
Wait a minute. He's been to the building before?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe this isn't so far-fetched.
Well, yeah, look over, find it. I don't know how many women in North Dakota were there, but every single one of them had to have had their picture taken, because if you looked at any social media that night, you saw so many pictures of. He must have posed for every request. He had to have.
Okay, so now he's been in the building before.
He's been here before, yes.
Elvis was in the building at some point. I mean, Josh. And maybe he never left the building. Josh never left the building.
You know you're old when you have to explain that reference, because one day you're going to have to.
It is a beautiful facility, and he is a part owner, of course, a movie star. What was the movie that he was in which he had a Fighting Sioux screensaver on his phone or phone case? Do you remember that? He was in a movie, and he had the Fighting Sioux logo on a phone.
Okay.
That's our trivia question today. If anybody knows the answer to that, 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Please tell us, okay? Or you can email us at, what is it, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com?
Yeah.
Yeah. Studio at
what's... No, you never email yourself. How would you know your own email address?
Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can email us and send us a note. First person to answer that, what are we giving them, Todd? I think we ought to give them a K-Fire Cafe mug, courtesy of Todd Mitchell. Can we
all
do
right.
that?
We can do that.
Can that be today's prize?
Well, not only that, a North Dakota Tourism calendar, too.
Do you have one of those?
North Dakota Horizons, sorry, IndyHorizons.com. I've got one of those left.
Do you get that magazine? They do great pictures.
I know they do.
Yeah.
Folks, I wasn't getting it, but I'm going to now.
The North Dakota Rural Electric Cooperative put out that great magazine. It's required reading in the Hennon House. So that's a good one. We got the Horizons calendar, and we got a Todd Mitchell K-Fire Cafe coffee mug.
Okay.
For the first person that tells me either that I'm totally crazy or that Josh DeMille was in a movie and had a Fighting Sioux logo on his phone, because I remember that somehow, some way. Okay?
You do realize the phones are going to be flooded with people willing to call you crazy just to win them.
I'm a radio talk show, so you cannot offend me. The radio talk shows it's not possible to offend me, so fire away. Call me crazy. Anyway, that is our question. I think that's a plausible. I'm connecting the dots here, Tom.
Oh, yeah.
Because the governor's going to be there.
Right.
Josh DeMille is part of the building.
But see, last time he was in town, he made a big deal about it. If they bring him back, they're not going to make a big deal about it this time.
Well, they probably don't. They don't want you and I there.
Right. If they have it at 11, we're there. If they have it at 10:30,
I think this
he might be out of there by 11.
Here's my theory. Josh DeMille didn't want us there because, you know, he doesn't want any competition. I think that's the deal.
I think that is the deal.
I do, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think it was all engineered by him. Anyway, 1603 Main, today, 10:30, big announcement on 2014 tourism. And it's at a building Josh DeMille owns. That's all I'm saying. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't think it would be impossible that the guy would be there. Now, this is
there not long ago, so.
This is a press-only event. Like, the press, you know, it's not open to the public, okay?
Right, right.
It's just for media to get the announcement from the governor and Sarah Otto Coleman.
And apparently just certain media.
Who is, yeah, exactly. Not talk show hosts. Because we conveniently schedule it when we're on the radio.
Yeah, well, let's gotten Todd on there, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, you decide, folks. I'm guessing he's going to be there. But if I were you, I'd be in the parking lot and trying to snap a selfie with Josh DeMille.
Yeah.
I would. It's just me saying.
And you know what? A K-Fire Cafe coffee mug for the first person who sends a selfie with Josh taken today.
Wow.
So we have two contests ongoing here.
Yes.
Now. Yes, this is incredible, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, now, should we get you some news? What do you think?
I think we should.
There is an interesting bit of news today. Story about it in today's Bismarck Tribune. And actually, two things in the Bismarck Tribune today that I want to talk about, okay? And the first one has to do with dumb comments by politicians. I know that's a big surprise.
From the Department of Redundancy Department.
Yes, but...
That never happens,
we
right?
We have some folks that are in party leadership in North Dakota that are saying dumb things. One, a Republican, and two, a Democrat. And I'll leave the punchline on that to you. But anyway, we're going to talk about that and explain that story in a moment, get your take on it. And then I also want to know next hour whether I owe an apology to folks that work outside. When we were talking about that whole, it's not that cold outside.
Uh-huh.
If you were like a sanitation engineer, isn't that what you call a garbage man now? Sanitation engineer? Or if you were separating cows out of the livestock in Mandan.
It's a little cold.
Yeah, so maybe I owe him a apology.
Yeah, I think you do.
Those two things in the news today coming up on What's On Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Are you in pain, worried about the side effects of painkillers? Pain Commander is an all-natural way to relieve pain and support healthy muscles, tendons, and joints. Locally manufactured in North Dakota for people with issues ranging from fibromyalgia to arthritis and even sports injury. Visit our website at pain-commander.com or call 701-331-4416. You do not have to live in pain any longer. Take command of your life. Take command of your pain. Go to pain-commander.com.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here, and I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. January 3rd, 2014. Gold opened this morning at 1230.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1275.86, 637.93 for a half ounce, or 318.97 for a quarter ounce. That's 1275.86, 637.93, and 318.97.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Tune, Todd Mitchell.
Tired of towing the line.
Who sings it again?
It's either Rocky Burnett or Billy Burnett. I forget which one is which.
Tired of towing the line.
Yeah.
I'm kind of tired of towing, period, and cold and snow. And snow in Bismarck today was the snow today in Bismarck was like fake snow. I had to clear off my windshield. Like the stuff
if you can use a leaf blower on it and blow it away, it's not real snow.
It's like the stuff you buy at Kmart.
It's
right?
Rocky Burnett, by the way. Just
Rocky Burnett, yeah, toe in the line.
Rocky and Billy, their father was Johnny Burnett back in the 50s, early 60s.
We didn't play any Everly Brothers music yesterday in tribute to the loss of Phil Everly.
You know what, I realized that late in the show, and I thought, well, it's kind of late now. That was kind of sad.
Can we do a little bye-bye love before the end of the program today?
Oh, sure.
The other thing I'd like to do is the 12 days of Christmas, because yesterday was the 12th day of Christmas, the Epiphany Day. And so we didn't get a chance to play that. But first, let's say a little tribute to Phil Everly, folks. There you go.
Bye-bye, happiness.
Thank you. Got my fix now. We've checked that box, ladies and gentlemen. Here is the telephone number, 855-200-1776. You can press 1 and leave a message 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can call Todd and I live at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Here's some news and a question for our fine audience in What's On Your Mind world, okay? I'm looking at a copy today of the Bismarck Tribune. It is the Dakota section, Tuesday, January 7th. About the middle of the paper, bottom of the fold, there's a story that says, Chairman's comments create stir. Nick Smith of the Bismarck Tribune has written this story, and he's talking about Bob Harms. Bob is the chairman of the Republican Party. That's his volunteer job, okay, in North Dakota. By day, he's a lobbyist. He lobbies, he advocates on behalf of clients of his. And a few of his clients, every once in a while, are at odds with the oil industry, despite the fact that that Bob at one point lobbied himself for folks in the independent oil community. So he would be fairly, kind of sparring occasionally with the oil industry. Is a day job, okay, but his volunteer job is chairman of the Republican Party. So Reuters calls him an international news organization the other day, and they say, boy, you got that train derailment out there in Castleton. What do you think about that, Mr. Republican Party big shot? Okay, and he makes a comment to the effect of we need to slow down oil drilling in the western part of the state, okay?
Just how in the world is that going to happen?
And I don't even know what that means, right? If slow down means, hey, we ought to drive to the conditions when the weather is bad, that's a good thing. If slow down means, hey, let's manage this by having some government official decide when you can get a permit and when you can't, and even though we could get you responsibly a permit in 18 days, we're going to take 45 because we want to slow it down.
Well, and then we're going to tell the oil companies, no, you can't, not so fast. Shut half your rigs down or something.
It doesn't sound like a democracy. Doesn't sound like a republic. Doesn't sound like my kind of America. No. So anyway, dumb thing, okay? Well, then, when he was sort of called on the carpet about all this, here's what Bob Harms said. Oh, I was speaking in my role as a lobbyist.
Oh.
I was just Bob Harms, the guy that advocates for clients. I wasn't Bob Harms, the Republican Party chairman. They shouldn't have quoted me as that. Well, obviously Reuters is calling a fat cat Republican in their view. I don't suggest Bob is, but I mean, a big time media, they see a Republican Party chairman as a fat cat, right? So they're going to call that fat cat and get him to say, hey, what about this train derailment here, buddy? We're going to play a little game of gotcha. They're not calling him because he happens to be a lawyer that represents folks, right?
Right.
That having been said, you have a daughter. Mm-hmm. I have a son and two daughters, right? And if they went out, say they were job shopping, right? And they went on Facebook and put some outrageous thing in there about, like, I hate so-and-so, Barack Obama, or I don't like, John Boehner. I don't know, something stupid, okay?
And I don't like Josh Duhamel.
Yeah, there you go. The daughters wouldn't say that, but my son would say that, right?
Probably.
Anyway,
right.
So Alex says, I hate Josh Duhamel, and I hope he dies, or something stupid like that, which, again, this is all hypothetical.
Right.
And then he goes in to apply for a job at Halliburton or Sanford Health or something like that, and they say, we noticed on your Facebook page, there. Well, no, I said that as, a senior in high school. I didn't say that as a prospective. Can you separate yourself from...
They're not... notoriety people, per se. If Scott Hennen went running around naked in the hotel in Frisco, Texas, and then you came back out and said, well, that wasn't me, the What's in Your Mind host. That was just me, private citizen, enjoying a football game and all that stuff.
Right. And had a few too many beers.
Exactly. But yeah, you do bring up another good point. I mean, watch what you put on your own social media, because it can very well get used against you.
Again, you are who you are. I don't think you can separate. So I think it was dumb.
Right,
I think it was dumb on two fronts by Bob Harms. Dumb in the fact that he's saying, that we got to slow this down, because that, to me, especially as a Republican Party chairman, is sounds like a dictatorship. I don't like that. And I'm not minimizing the challenges and the impacts on neighbors and things that happen. And I just think that that's community by community something you do. You don't overall say, well, let's slow the industry down, okay? And I also think it's dumb, this idea that you can be speaking not as this, but only as that. Who decides that? Crazy. Okay, so that's dumb. We agree that's dumb? Now, what's dumber? The chairman of the Democratic Party said, you know, North Dakota really will get no benefit from that Keystone Pipeline anyway. Okay, wait a minute. What's the big problem right now in the oil patch? Truck traffic. 500 trucks a day come off the road if the Keystone Pipeline is built, number one. Number two, did we not just have a crash in Castleton? From a rail car, which is highlighting the fact that a lot of North Dakota crude is going out on train. Well, okay, less trucks, less trains if we have the pipeline. North Dakota doesn't benefit? Pretty dumb comment. Pretty dumb comment. And I also would add to that, lessening our dependence on foreign sources of oil, because we're North America now. We're taking not only the oil tar sand, the tar sand oil from Canada. We also have an on-ramp for North Dakota. We have jobs that will come from the pipeline. We have economic impact that will come from the building of the pipeline. Dumb comment.
What is the safest way to transport that oil, and what is the least expensive way to transport that
pipeline
oil?
Pipeline.
Well, then,
yeah, and
no-brainer.
And we're the second.
It's win-win. Everybody wins.
And we're the second biggest oil production state in America. We have a discovery of the biggest thing in oil in 40 years in the world, in the Bakken, and we're not going to benefit from a pipeline that gets another way to get oil to market. Hello, dumb comment.
Yeah.
And then we get, not to be outdone, Lloyd Omdahl, George Sinner's lieutenant governor, a professor at University of North Dakota who writes a column. He made the comment that that oil companies are getting off cheap in North Dakota.
No, they're not. They've long complained about that fact.
Well, you could argue a couple of things. One, it's very expensive to drill here.
Right.
In other words, the same oil out of the ground in Texas versus the same oil in North Dakota, way more expensive to get it out of the ground in North Dakota than in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Number two, we have the highest oil tax in the lower 48.
Right.
Okay. Number three, it's cold here, folks, and that's not cheap. You know what I mean? I mean, the impacts of the polar vortex. What is a polar vortex anyway? I don't understand that term. Polar vortex.
That's when the polar bear disappears.
Did Al Gore make that term up? Anyway, that's what we had yesterday. It wasn't cold.
Day he invented the internet.
It was a polar vortex. Anyway, so my question is, two dumb things from Bob Harms, the comment, and then trying to say, oh, I'm not that person, I'm that person, and two dumb things from Democrats, one the chairman and one a former lieutenant governor and a columnist. I ask you to decide, and we have this question on our Facebook page at this very moment, who's dumb and who's dumber in this scenario? Republicans or the Democrats, because those are both comments that, in my view, are dumb and dumber by those individuals. You decide. We'll continue on What's On Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Megan is on the line from the all-new North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley, North Dakota. You're the new manager. Welcome, Megan. How's it going?
Thank you. Very good.
Well, wonderful. I understand you're a small-town farm girl from Pine City, Minnesota. How do you love the Bakken?
I love it. I love it here in Stanley. This is my home.
Fantastic. Well, tell us about those new hours at the North Dakota Truck Wash.
We're currently open 7 days a week, 4 a.m. to midnight. To promote our extended hours, we're currently offering a 10% discount from 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. and from 7 p.m. to midnight.
Sounds like a great deal. It's cold outside, but that's a good reason to get in, right?
Absolutely. We are still washing. Even though it's cold out, we can have a good de-icing service that we can provide. Blast that ice right off, get the mud off. We've got the new demudding system that'll just blast everything right off.
Two heated indoor bays. Folks, this is fantastic. And fleet owners, great deal. So check out all the advantages of working with the North Dakota Truck Wash. Just give Megan a call. What number can folks reach you at, Megan?
We're at 701-628-1550.
Right behind the Senex and Stanley off Highway 2, the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 Farm One is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all-natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com. Terraganix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
You're wondering about this polar vortex. My daughter and I had this discussion on Facebook the other day. She was preparing for the vortex, hoping it wouldn't be too cold. I said, I'd never heard that before. I said, the only thing I can think of with a vortex was that swirly thing that you could enter into a different time continuum, or I said, it's a V8 engine and it should be pickup. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Mic up? I love it.
I'm listening to one feed.
There we go. Okay, now I can hear the right feed. That's a classic story. Thanks very much. 855-200-1776 is the number you can call to leave comments like that anytime, even during the break. He wanted to get in, so thanks for the call. Appreciate it. To join us on the air, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Bob and West Hope, you're first, and we'll get to Coach Kleiman of the NDSU Bison today on What's on Your Mind. You can ask your question to him.
Okay.
Bob, go ahead.
Is it my turn?
It is, sir.
Okay. About this trail derailment over Castleton there, you know, they talked about this and that on the news about reinforcing them tanks and stuff that's on them, hauling that crude oil. But it's not really the tank itself. I think you should look at the bearings on your running gear. Plus, they cut down in the back about 6 years ago the section line crews that's out there repairing and checking the line, rail tracks. They're shut a lot of them down out of there and moved them to a bigger town, and then they're supposed to cover a bigger area because they could get rid of some employees. That's what I was told here not too long ago, and I thought, well, you know, buy a section crew worker, and that's the way I look at it.
Well, I think that's, you know, what the NTSB is obviously going to be looking at long, hard, and fast as a result of this. You know, I mean, those are the kind of questions that get examined rather thoroughly, and everything ought to be on the table, right, Bob, to get to the bottom of it.
That's right. Get out there and check them lines. Because I know one time we took off from Minot and went to Chicago, and then from Chicago we had to go south down there to that loadout, that shipyard, where they ship cars and stuff like that across seas. And we left Chicago, and I thought we was flying. And I asked the conductor, I says, sir, how fast are we going? He says, we going about 80 mile an hour because we have to catch up time. So, okay. I thought, okay, this is a good chance to have a wreck. but whatever.
I hear you, Bob. Appreciate the insight. Interesting insight. You know, and I've heard from some other folks on the rail side that said cold was a factor here as well, and it could very well be, and you can't really blame the cold. I think the other thing troubling on this whole story is this idea that somehow Bakken crude is, you know, this awful, horrible, you know, highly flammable oil. Is the flashpoint of Bakken crude a little bit higher than maybe, you know, something from the Permian Basin in Texas? Yes. But in compare it to anhydrous ammonia, compare it to gasoline, compare it to all kinds of other things. Here's what you need to know. 99.9997% of everything transported by oil gets to where it's going on time, safely, without any incident, blah, 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 blah. So, you know, look, just like planes fall out of the air, just like car accidents happen, accidents like this are going to happen. And I actually was visiting with Senator Heidi Heitkamp a little bit about this down in Frisco, Texas. She said one of the concerns she has is that the smaller communities, as a result of things like this, will start passing ordinances locally that says if you have a train carrying oil, you need to slow down to, you know, 5 miles an hour or something, or 10 miles an hour coming through these small towns. That would be dangerous. Now you're talking about a slowdown, and really, again, the 0.0003% of the chance something bad is going to happen causes a really dumb overreaction. Do you know what I mean?
Really, Beverly Hills Cop. Remember that movie?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah, Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy walks in with that bag of, it's just the bag of vitamins. You already know that. But he acts like it's some secret to projectile, blah, 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 blah. And he's walking really carefully. We're acting like Bakken crude is that way where you have to tiptoe with it. Otherwise, if you disturb it, it might, you know, it's not like that for crying out loud.
Dale Wetzel from the Great Plains Examiner has guest on the Dale Wetzel show this weekend. That's some brainiac on this, some kind of a chemical, and I forget where he's from, but he's an expert that's been quoted widely. It will be a fascinating conversation. We should have Dale on maybe later this week to just preview that conversation, because Dale spent some time with him on this whole question of the flashpoint of Bakken crude, because I think there's unnecessary hysteria as a result of an accident that happened because of coal.
Right.
Yeah.
That's kind of my point. It's not like suddenly the earth is so fragile that we got to, you know, transport it a half a mile an hour, it might blow up.
Exactly. Do we have an answer to our trivia question yet? The trivia question was, is Scott crazy or was Josh Duhamel in a movie?
It can't be both.
With a fighting Sioux Falwon, right?
It couldn't possibly be both, you know.
Because I swear I was at a movie. It was with my wife, and we were so fired up that we saw a fighting Sioux logo on an iPhone, I thought it was. And I thought it was Josh Duhamel. Maybe I dreamt that. I don't know. I know I didn't dream this. Josh Duhamel is part owner of a building in Bismarck at 1603 Main.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's a new event center there. Beautiful place.
Huh?
Okay.
So I hear.
Yeah. And there's also today at 10:30 in the morning, a press conference that the North Dakota tourism folks are holding with the governor of North Dakota, Jack Dalrymple. And I'm just saying, I think it's a plausible rumor that Josh Duhamel might be there.
Now, you know, and last time he was in town, I wasn't invited to that either.
And nobody knew ahead of time that he was going to be there.
Mia, right next door, was there. Got all the selfies in the world.
So if I'm just saying.
She told me I had to leave early, and she wouldn't say why. And then it turned out to be that.
Sarah Hottie Coleman, who heads up North Dakota Tourism, will join us tomorrow on the program to talk about their big announcement today. And it has to do with, of course, what's going on. All right, we're back now, and we have tracked down the coach of the NDSU Bison. Chris Kleiman is with us on What's On Your Mind. Hey, Coach, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We are doing fantastic, and I have to tell you, I still have a little bit of a glow from Frisco, Texas. That was a pretty extraordinary thing. Congratulations to you.
No, it was a great win. It was what a great environment. Bison Nation showed up big time down there, and our kids played great, and it's fun to get that third one in a row.
No, it sure was. It was incredible. By the way, if you have a question or comment for Coach Kleiman, we certainly welcome it on the program today. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Just tell me a little bit about your emotions all weekend long. I mean, you know, here you are. Know that you're the new head coach, but you aren't the head coach yet, right? But you've got these players that performed admirably for you as the defensive coordinator. You've got, you know, a quest for a third national championship, a whole lot of drama on the Craig Bowl announcement, and he's leaving, and who's going to replace him, and who's going with him. And, I mean, was it a roller coaster of emotions for you all weekend long?
Yeah, it really was. It was just a lot of work to be done. For starters, just getting the game plan and everything set defensively, and then you know, trying to reach out to still some of the recruits that are committed to make sure that they were staying with the Bison. as well as trying to find some coaches and finish that part of it. All those things, but always at the front was our seniors, especially, and our guys on defense, that giving them the best opportunity I could to have success against a really good offense. And just didn't sleep a whole lot that, obviously, those last couple weeks. But we were able to, I thought, play really well on defense. And we did what we thought we had to do was get a couple of short fields for our offense, and get a couple scores early. And then it was from there, our guys played awesome, and it was a great win.
You know, it was really a sight to behold. And I this was my first trip to Frisco. I did not go the previous 2 years, but everybody, you know, talked about, isn't this great? And the folks that had been there before, the handful of folks that were first timers like me were just blown away. How about, you know, obviously you got a job to do in the work of the X's and O's of the game, but how about just the hoopla? I mean, the 10,000 fans at the pep rally on Friday, the 20,000 at the game on Saturday, the tailgating before and after. As a coach in the middle of it, do you have a chance to soak any of that in at all?
Oh, yeah, you definitely do. For us, as being part of the team, that walk that we make before the game through all those fans and through the band and stuff just sends chills down your spine. It's so cool because, yeah, I remember doing it 3 years ago and thinking, wow, this is pretty good. This is neat. Doing it last year and how great it was. I think it was double the people even this year doing that walk. So that walk, I really said to myself, hey, I'm going to enjoy this walk going through all those people, seeing all the tailgating stuff, seeing the fans go crazy. That was neat, as well as when you finally get up on that stage after the game and you just walk out into the sea of Bison Nation and Bison fans out in the, on the field, and still some in the bleachers, just kind of flashing some pictures and stuff saying, you know, this is big time college football, period. There's very few places. I don't care if they're going to bowl games or whatever else that can have the environment that, our fans showed up and displayed in Frisco. And I didn't get over to the pep rally. My folks did, and they said it was a really neat deal. And I think they had over 10,000 there, and a lot of people want to have over 10,000 at a football game.
Chris Kleiman, the new coach of the NDSU Bison football team, with us on What's on Your Mind today on the program. You know, unfortunately, with college, you know, football, it's sort of, what have you done for me lately? And you know, the three-peat, as wonderful as it was, is going to be quickly forgotten, and everybody's going to want to know whether or not you can four-peat. I don't even know if that's the right word, but are you a little nervous about the expectations for next season, given the fact that you lost a pile of seniors?
Yeah, there's no question that. Losing all these seniors and stuff, it'll be an impact on us. You know, that's kind of comes with territory. The year before, we only lost like six, and that was tough on expectations because everybody expected us to be back there, and we were able to do it this year. So losing all those guys, but we still have a lot of guys returning, you know, and I think those seniors instilled a lot of the, you know, the characteristics of how you get it done and how do you stay focused and how do you stay hungry to the younger guys. So a lot of those younger guys will have to step up for us. But I'd rather have a place like this where the expectations are high, where winning is the culture around here, the tradition's great, as opposed to going into a situation where, hey, shoot, we're at two wins or three wins, trying like heck to get to 500. So, you know, as a coach and as a player, you always love high expectations. It maybe drives you, it motivates you. And I'm looking to do the same thing. And I know our players and some of the coaches that are sticking with me and some of the new guys we hired are excited about that challenge. But there's no question it's going to be a challenge.
Hang on a second, if you would, Coach. We'll finish this conversation on the other side of the break. New coach of the NDSU Bison football team, 3-time national champions at the FCS level. Wow, what a weekend. More on that when we continue. Plus, coming up, the superintendent of Ray Public Schools and Grand Forks Public Schools on when it's too cold for school, how do they make that decision? Coming up on What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Wiedelsbacher.
The annual Best of the Best in Wheat and Soybean Research and Marketing Workshops will be held Wednesday, February 5th at the Alera Center in Grand Forks and Thursday, February 6th at the Courtyard by Marriott in Moorhead. Researchers and extension specialists from North Dakota State University and the University of Minnesota will deliver the most current research information to help producers make better farm management decisions. Hands-on demonstrations will enable producers to get a closer look at important production and marketing tools. Although these sessions are free of charge for farmers, pre-registration is strongly encouraged. CEU credits are also available. For session times and to register, log on to smallgrains.org and click on the Best of the Best link. Smallgrains.org, click on the Best of the Best link.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Save the date, May 31st, the day the USS North Dakota will be commissioned in Connecticut. Here's the chair of the USS North Dakota Committee, Bob Weefald, for more.
We have been given the great honor, the great privilege of having a ship named after our great state. It's the second one that's been named after our state. It's been over 90 years since a ship carried the name of North Dakota. And May 31st, when we get commissioned, it'll be 104 years since the ship has been commissioned with the name of North Dakota. So this is a historic moment for the people of our state. It's something everybody can be proud of, something everybody can be involved in. And the other thing about it, it's also given us a chance to really demonstrate some patriotism, because this nuclear submarine is going to be the latest and greatest attack submarine in the U.S. Navy, in the world, as a matter of fact. And we can be proud it's going to bear our name.
To be a part of this historic event, find out more information at ussnd.com. All gifts are tax deductible. ussnd.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hardly a day passes without Todd Mitchell asking me, Scott, why do farmers do what they do?
Scott, why do farmers do what they do?
And, you know, I have a hard time answering those questions, so I say, let's ask farmers, right? Let's ask the North Dakota Farm Bureau. They know why farmers do what they do, and we welcome your questions at ndfb.org for our Ag Minutes. Somebody the other day said, hey, why the heck do they raise cattle on feedlots anyway? So we said, Dawn from the North Dakota Farm Bureau, can you find a farmer and give us an answer? Here's what she said.
They don't actually raise cattle in feedlots. Most farmers raise their cattle on range or pasture for a year or more. When they're ready to be sold for food, that's when the cattle are transported to a feedlot for what is called finishing. While at the feedlot, generally between 3 and 6 months, the cattle get specially formulated feed, which helps produce the consistent, tender, rich flavor that consumers have come to expect. There's also a growing demand for grass-fed beef, which farmers are responding to as well. It really boils down to what the consumers want.
That's Dawn from the North Dakota Farm Bureau with answers. And by the way, if you have questions, there's more answers waiting. Just go to ndfb.org, ndfb.org, the Contact Us page, and leave us a question, and we'll get you an answer right here on the Ag Minute, brought to you by our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau, who remind you, end of this month, first couple of days in... It's actually Friday the 31st and Saturday and Sunday, the 1st and 2nd in Minot. The North Dakota Farm Bureau is having a little gathering of growers, the young farmers and ranchers getting together up there. Check it out, find out, and be there, or be square, as they say, at ndfb.org. All right, we're chatting with our new best friend. Isn't he, Todd? I mean, the guy could probably get us on a sideline for a game. You know, I'm thinking, to watch the undefeated NDSU Bison. Chris Kleiman, the new head coach of the Bison, with us today. Questions or comments, welcome at 800-228-0550. And if you do have a question or comment, we'll get you in here. Tell us a little bit about yourself, coach, and your family, and how long you've been part of the Bison family.
Well, I've been here for 3 years now, 3 seasons. I've had a pretty good time here the last 3 seasons. So, I came here from Cedar Falls, Iowa. I was obviously at Northern Iowa and was excited then when Coach Bull gave me the opportunity to come to NDSU, and I jumped at it and was here for my first year under Coach Hazelton. I was a secondary coach, and we won the national championship, and Coach Hayes got a chance to go to USC, and he took it, and Coach Bull hired me as defensive coordinator, and I thought there was a lot of pressure then trying to go from just secondary coach to defensive coordinator, trying to win a national championship. Well, I just doubled that now this year. So we got that and won the national championship my first year as a DC. And then the second year we, got her done and three-peated. And I've got a lovely wife, Rhonda, that works in the West Fargo school system. And I've got 3 children. My son is a sophomore at Shanley, and my daughter is a sixth grader at Liberty, and my son is a fourth grader at Freedom. So we've got everybody here in the kind of the Fargo, West Fargo area. I live in South Fargo and love it here. My family really enjoys it here, and looking forward to staying here quite a long time.
What a ride. 3 years as an assistant coach, 3 national championships, and now taking the reins for a fourth. That's pretty cool. Brian in Fargo for Coach Chris Kleiman of the NDSU Bison. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, Coach, congratulations on becoming head coach. We're glad to have you in Fargo. I want everybody out there in the listening audience to know what a quality family this is. Coach, my son Nathan's been on the equipment staff with BG out there, and I want everyone to know how much respect the coaches and the staff treat everybody in that program out there. And we're glad to have you in North Dakota and in the Fargo area. To you and all your family, congratulations. We're glad to have you here. And I have a question a little bit about depth. I think one of the successes the last couple of years is the fact that you have a couple of great tailbacks. You can run 8 defensive linemen in and out of there. You got a guy like Brian Shepherd that can come in. You lose nothing. So with the graduations, we lose a lot of depth. Do you hand out, 24 new scholarships, or do you have to dole them out over the next couple of years? Are there walk-ons that need scholarships now, or what kind of recruiting class do you have coming in?
Well, we hope to sign. I appreciate your comments and stuff, and Nathan's not only a good coworker, he's a good friend of mine, and I really enjoy Nathan's taking great care of my son, Devin, when Devin's around the equipment staff, so I appreciate what Nathan's done for me. We're excited in the fact that we'll probably sign anywhere from 22 to 25 guys, which will fill up a lot of those senior spots with it. We also will try to find probably 8 to 15 walk-on spots. Those are critical, because those are the guys that you don't hear about a lot that are going to be on the scout team that first year, maybe even the second year. But those are the guys that, are kind of the lifeblood of your program, because those kids will ultimately end up playing here. If they can get through and buy into what Coach Kramer's doing, and they all do, ultimately those kids will end up playing here. So we'll probably sign anywhere from 20 to 23, 24 kids and then get another probably half dozen to a dozen walk-ons. And that's the challenge that we have in a short window with coaches to get out and see all these guys and get some guys that committed to be Bison.
Quick question. There's been a lot of rumors that there's a fierce battle for recruits between you and the former coach now, Craig Bowles, off to Wyoming. Gene Taylor told me over the weekend that's professional. We know who they're going after. They know who we're going after. Others think it's ugly. Is it professional or is it ugly? Quickly.
Well, you know what? It's recruiting, and that's the nature of recruiting with it. We have an agreement that they're not going to touch any of the kids that are committed to NDSU. And then the other kids will kind of be free game, and so we're going to go battle and recruit them, and I think a kid's going to pick North Dakota State over Wyoming, I hope, and get an opportunity to come here and win a national championship.
Great chatting with you. Congratulations again. When you get your staff filled out, we'll chat again. Look forward to many conversations, and go Bison. Thanks, Coach. We appreciate you.
Appreciate you. Thanks for having me.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relaxed-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.